The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live today. And by the way, happy Mother's Day, everybody. You know, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be happy guys. So thank you very much for taking care of all of us and, you know, those that have made us fathers. We thank you, mothers, and we appreciate it very much. Make sure you're very kind to your mother today. You know, my mother left us a whole lot of years ago, and this is a woman who was very strong, determined woman who, when I look back and regardless of, you know, the little glitches that we all go through, you know, she's who made me who I am today. And I appreciate that. And I salute that memory. But I also want to extend to all of you who are amazing in your ability to center your families. Happy Mother's Day. We've got a interesting program today. And I want to start out by just talking to you a little bit, you know, friend to friend. This world that we're living in right now is one that is still in a crazy upside down back and forth. What should I do? You got to do this. Stay away from me if you didn't do that type of thing. And, you know, it started about 15 months ago, something in that neighborhood now. And in many parts of the country and the world, it's gotten better. In some parts of the country and the world, it's gotten worse. And there's a lot of people who are, you know, virulently taking sides one way or the other. You're going to do this or you're not going to do this. And there's people who are, you know, being dinged. A lot of good doctors out there that have lost their jobs because they've taken a position that has been anti what everybody else wants you to do. You know, we're talking everything from masking to taking the vaccines that they're coming out, which we've said many times, they're not traditional vaccines. This is the first time that, you know, these have ever been used, and they're released by for emergency use only by this the government. They have not been approved. You're, in my opinion, are the guinea pig. Now, as I go through, I want you to remember something, that when we do this program, my job is to provoke you. My job is to get your attention so you're willing to go do the research, but to look at both sides of the puzzle, to see what's out there, to really ask yourself the question, am I being told the truth? There's some really good people from Dr. Tenpenny to Mekowitz to Dr. Joe Mercola. They're all being persecuted at this point because they're taking positions and revealing information that somebody somewhere somehow doesn't want you to know about. I was reading an article in Dr. Mercola's website, and he started out by saying that he's having to permanently take down some data because now he's being threatened personally. It's interesting. And that he, up until this point, he's had some of the best lawyers in the country going after some of the onslaught that he's taken, but now they're coming after him and he doesn't have the option. And this man has got several writers, multiple writers at one point, over 20, and they've fact checked virtually everything that they put out there. Whether you agree with him or not is not the point. Whether you agree with Dr. Rima, who's another amazing researcher, is not the point. Whether you agree with any of these people are not the point. The point is that their information that they're putting out is another viewpoint, and it's accurate in their presentation. So what's a guy like me have to do with any of this? You know, you say, well, we're just here on, you know, 105.9, and, you know, we're doing this every Sunday. Well, unfortunately, they come after me too. And recently, I've had a little bit of contact with the powers to be and saying that, you know, I cannot present certain types of information. However, we're going to continue to present that information because if you remember at the beginning of the program, there was a disclaimer that says that I'm giving you data and that you're not to take anything that I say completely seriously, right? You're supposed to do your own research, that you're supposed to talk to your own doctor. Don't start or stop anything unless you talk to them. So I want to remind you of that. My job is to get your attention and make sure that you do your homework. So there's an interesting article, and we're going to talk about that today. An interesting article that was out there, and was talking about these vaccines that are being promulgated, you know, they're all different forms of them at this point, and they're basically, they're all the same. And it says, could these vaccines, could these COVID vaccines render your future COVID vaccines useless? And notice what I said, your future COVID vaccines, my friends, trust me, they're coming. You're going to have step up to the plate every year. So when you go through and you read this thing, what really got my attention was the term original antigenic sin, quote unquote. And, you know, having been raised Roman Catholic, this original sin thing kind of gets my attention anyway. But this original antigenic sin, quote unquote, was used by a guy first time by the name of Thomas Francis. And this goes back about 1916, who determined that antibody response to viral infection was highest against strains of seasonal flu, influenza, to which different age cohorts had been first exposed. So that means that they had gotten the bug through the vaccine, and now that their susceptibility was going to be much more so because of other things that were similar to it. And by the way, if I provoke a question today and you want an answer to it, 888-630-9625, give me a call. We're going to pick this apart. We're going to see what we really can look at, right? So while this thing that they call imprinting can enhance your protection against future infections, if you're not exposed to antigenically related strains, that means that similar things, right? If you're exposed to a distantly related strain, it may increase the susceptibility to infection. Isn't that interesting? So if the immune system reactions triggered by this COVID-19 vaccine acts as the original imprint, then subsequent COVID-19 vaccines updated to target emerging variants, we've heard the term variants on the SARS-CoV vaccine, right, could be rendered ineffective. It's not going to work. A related phenomena, we'll call it that, what is pathogenic printing. What that really means is this. Rather than enhancing your immunity against the infection, exposure to a virus or a vaccine enhances the virus's ability to enter and infect your cells. And guess what happens? The disease process is much more severe. So what they're anticipating in this presentation, this article, is that it could cause bigger problems and more serious infection and subsequent symptomological promulgation than the original problem. So they've got significant concerns, if you will, and they've been coming about all over the place, surrounding this antibody-dependent enhancement. It's called ADE. You can look it up. And the possibility this COVID-19 vaccine could worsen other COVID-19 disease variants. Interesting. So get vaccinated? I don't know. It's the latest COVID-19 propaganda messages that's appearing everywhere, right? Get vaccinated, do this, do that. You have the opportunity to make a difference. Well, it's a feeding frenzy, if you ask me, in my opinion. It's being pushed by celebrities and government officials and all kinds of folks that we recognize. And my question is, where in God's name do they get their information from? I don't know. Just because they're a singer or they're a sports figure or they're a government official, you know, do they study this stuff at all? I just can't put my head around that. So let's roll it back. January 21, right? A couple months ago, found that 31% were taking a wait and see approach. 31% of us wait and see. Let's see what happens to the vaccine. I'm one of them. Or more aptly, the gene therapy, you know, is working, while 7% said they would get the COVID-19 vaccine only if it became required in their workplace, in schools, their activities. And then 13% said they would definitely not get it. Well, I'm probably one of those, but that's me. That's not you. And the reasons I make that statement is simply because of the fact I know the effect that's being unreported, not reported to you. And quite frankly, you know, I don't want to put myself into that position. And here's the deal. If you get the vaccine, you should be protected, correct? You should not have a problem with me. you should be good to go. We could be in the same room. I could have COVID. You got the vaccine. You shouldn't have any problem whatsoever. But remember, next year, you're going to have another vaccine that they're going to put out there. The variant is going to be worse. You're going to have to get that vaccine. So as we go through and we kind of take the lid off of everything that's being said, you know, a cautionary approach is warranted. You got to be careful. You know, none of the COVID-19 vaccines currently on the market are actually licensed by anyone. Not licensed, period, end of story. They are not. They only have emergency use authorizations, as I said earlier in the program, which incidentally, by the way, forbids them from being mandated. They can't force you to do it, but they're making you think that they are mandated. So because they're out there for emergency use only, emergency use authorization, the law provides that they can't force you to do anything. They can't mandate them, but they're putting the emotional piece in to make you feel like you're the one that's going to take society down if you don't get this thing. The fact is that there's a lot of unknown about these products, including their ultimate effects on immune response. One of the people in my practice has a son who is an engineer, and one of his colleagues, and he's the head of this department, one of his colleagues, same age group, mid-40s, went out and got the vaccine. And apparently, immediately, threw a blood clot to his brain and died. Now, I'm reporting the information that I know. Was it directly related to that? I'm sure that if you get into it, they're going to say, no, he had other predispositions and other conditions, and that's what happened. But it's kind of queer, isn't it, that he got this and then that happened? I don't know about you, but I'm the skeptic in the crowd, and I like to ask a lot of questions. I'm rarely one who's going to follow through just because somebody tells me to do something. I want to know. I want to have the data, not just somebody's hyperbole who's sitting out there who's telling me that I've got to do something that is kind of skeptical. So scientists are asking whether a phenomenon known as original antigenic sin, OAS, original antigen, I like that word, or imprinting. So that's what we're really looking at. Imprinting may render next generation COVID vaccines useless. Interesting question. I'd want to know, wouldn't you? It's particularly if any of you have had the vaccine already, I would ask that question dramatically. So what is original antigenic sin or imprinting? We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Got a lot of information that I just want to kind of open up to you. So to make you think a little bit, remember, it's for your information only. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzell Live. I'll be right back.
Hey, DMV, it's Dan Bongino back again on WMAL, weekdays at noon, beginning May 24th.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzell Live. Indeed, I am. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Thank you for making us very, very proud, proud fathers. We are amazing, you know, because of you. And that's the only thing I can say. Thank you so very, very much. We had a great time last night. We were at my daughter's house and, you know, with the family gathered, and it was a nice celebration. You know, it's great to look around and see the people. And I told my wife this morning, I said, well, you're the matriarch of the family now. You're the one that started all this nonsense. And we both laughed over it. But isn't that cool? Happy Mother's Day. It's a beautiful thing. Make sure that you remember your mother's like mine if she's not here, and that, you know, you are who you are at this moment in time because of the direction and the coaxing and the encouragement because of that beautiful person. We're talking about some interesting things, and please call me. The number is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you. We're talking about things that are happening around us and a little bit about this vaccine or the vaccines that are out and about. And I use the term antigenic sin, the original antigenic sin. And this was used by a guy by the name of Thomas Francis back in 1916, and he determined that something called hemagglutination inhibition was the problem, right? And so it's used to determine the antibody response to viral infection, which were highest strains in seasonal influenza, which were to different ages and exposures and so forth. In other words, basically what it comes down to is this: the first influenza virus that you're exposed to affects the way your lifelong immunity to that virus plays out. Okay, so it's not just now, it's later. So later infections with virus strains similar to that first one will boost your antibody response against the original strain, the first one, not anything further down the line. And it's not only influenza that applies to. Imprinting is also known to occur in children with multiple dengue virus infections. It's an instance, okay? That's just an example of what's going on. So imprinting can be beneficial, but it can also be problematic. So I want you to understand this, because you have to make some decisions about what you're going to do. A study found that birth year cohorts had been that had first had influenza exposure to seasonal H3 subtype viruses were less susceptible to the avian flu, the bird flu, remember? They called it something like H7N9 virus later in life, while those exposed to the H1 or H2 subtype viruses in childhood were less susceptible to this bird flu, this H5N1. So that's kind of interesting. But here's a quote from somebody in the know. It says, using data from all known human cases of these viruses showed that the individual's first influenza virus infection gives a lifelong protection against severe disease from the novel hemagglutinin subtypes in the same grouping, the same genetic grouping. And this is what they explained as they go through the article, right? Imprinting has been suggested as one reason why flu vaccines are often ineffective. Okay, you following? So one works, but after that, it's not going to work anymore. So it's an interesting situation that once you get something, you would think that it's going to give you better protection, but it actually makes you more susceptible as time goes on. The one that they had been using seemed to work fine for most people when they're dealing with these H1N1 strains rolling back the clock a few years ago. But it wasn't working well for a slice of the population, adults actually ages between 30 and late middle age. So the researcher, a guy by the name of Hensley and his lab, discovered that the vaccine target was making people who had their first flu exposures between 1977, now remember we're looking at data, all the way to 85, create antibodies to a version of H1N1 that was not circulating back then, their imprinting virus. So what happens if you're not making the vaccine based on the bug that's out there right now? Does that mean you got a problem, or is the problem going to get progressively worse? Does the problem go away? So here lies the problem. So you need to understand that as you're getting these vaccines, these COVID vaccines that are not traditional vaccines, is it going to make you more susceptible to future shedding types of vaccines or more things that are going to come out later on? Or is it going to protect you? Based on the information on what we're talking about, it could make you non-responsive, meaning you're not going to have an immune ability to protect yourself going down the line. These antibodies, you know, what they're talking about, are not associated with protection against the SARS-CoV-2 infections. You know, so if that's the case, don't we need to look behind the curtain a little bit and see what else that we can figure out? This is not something to be played with. We're coming up to a break, and you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. I've got a whole lot more. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am, and it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. We're here at 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Love to talk to you. Additionally, if you'd like to reach out, all you have to do is, you can do it one of two ways. You can go to drtomrozelle.com, drtomrozelle.com, or rozellecare.com, and send me a note. I will get back to you, promise. No problem about it. If you want to talk to one of the fine doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Give them a call at 703-698-7117. You can also leave a note to any of our presenters who come onto the program. Want to go to the phones. Somebody's been very patient. Jerry, how can I help you, sir? Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to call you and tell you thank you for having the guts to share this information you're talking about. And I want to say something. And unfortunately, I was driving up towards Frederick. I pulled over to make this call. I thought I heard you connect Dr. Joe Mercola with the word knucklehead. Was that a mistake?
Yeah, it was a mistake. Mercola is definitely not a knucklehead. I have a lot of respect for Dr. Mercola. I know him very well personally. He's actually just came out with another book called The Truth About COVID-19. He's got himself, it's a good book. He's got himself into a problem where he's got a lot of people going after him, and to the point where he's having to permanently take down a lot of the data that is accurate, that is on point, because they're starting to attack him personally now. And it's unfortunate, but that's what we're seeing across the board with many doctors who are willing to stand up and take the truth, even to the point where I've had a reach out from the Board of Medicine asking me questions about some of the information that I've given you. But, Jerry, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. It's craziness. We're talking about some very interesting things that I want you to know about. And by the way, if you've had any side effects from the COVID vaccine, there's three things that you can do. You can file a report with an outfit called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, is Vaccine Reporting Agency. Another one is VaxTracker.com, V-A-X-X Tracker, T-R-A-C-K-E-R.com. This is a non-governmental adverse event tracking agency, and you can report anonymously if you choose to, and then also report the injury on the CHD website. So those are all very easy to find. I would encourage you to do that because, as I said, the truth is being suppressed significantly. You want to make sure that people are aware and know about it. The CHD, by the way, is the Children's Health Defense. So make sure you get those things out. We're seeing so many different side effects to this craziness, and people are not knowing about it. And it's awful. But anyway, we're here at 888-630-9625 trying to give you the truth on Dr. Tom Rozell. And, you know, I'll do the best I can and continue to give you the data. It's we have the information substantiated. We're doing it for you. Interesting article as well that came out, and they were talking about, and it's based on what we were talking about before, there's a study that by researchers in Tel Aviv University and Kelet Health Services in Israel, they found that a South African variant of the SARS-CoV-2 dubbed B1351, which accounts for about a little bit more than 1% of the COVID-19 cases in Israel, affects people that were vaccinated only with Pfizer mRNA vaccine to greater extent than the unvaccinated people. So we're starting to see these things come about. There continues to be many, many unanswered questions surrounding this COVID-19 vaccine, many of the of which, you know, we've never ever heard of, things like Th2 immunopathology. You know, trust me, I am doing so much reading and research. My eyes are bugging out of my head, you know, trying to figure out what it is that's true, what's not true, and things that that I can report to you and that I can help you with. It's crazy. Joe Mercola just came out with a book, The Truth About COVID Vaccine, and if you kind of went through and just kind of looked at it, on October 2019, a few months before the pandemic was announced, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation co-hosted an event in cooperation with the World Economic Forum and John Hopkins School of Public Health, funded by billionaire technocrat Michael Bloomberg. The tabletop exercise simulated the global response to fictional coronavirus. We're going to roll it back. In October 2019, John Hopkins, three major hospitals in New York City, a government agency, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation sponsored this event, and it was basically dubbed, you know, a preparation exercise for this pseudo corona pandemic, yada yada yada. And you know, it was, they knew about it. They knew it was coming. How did they know it was coming? I'll leave that up to you to figure it out. But their predictions that 65 million people were dying, mass lockdowns and quarantines were implemented around the world, and alternative viewpoints were being suppressed through censorship under the guise of fighting disinformation. See, if you take an opposite piece of the platform, then you're putting out disinformation. It's okay if they put something out there that doesn't have any relevance to it, but because they said it, it has to be true. This event, they call it Event 201, confirms that even if the virus itself was pre-planned, the unprecedented and draconian response to it was. They knew exactly what they were going to do. They knew exactly step by step how they were going to control you, from masking to giving you disinformation so you would freak out. So they would separate you from your families, your friends. They take away your incentive. The goal of this pandemic is to usher in something called the Great Reset. Again, go to The Truth of COVID-19, Joe Mercola's book, and you're going to see all of this in there. It's to usher in the Great Reset, a strategy developed and promoted by the World Economic Forum. Previously, this was referred to as the New World Order. This reset, quote unquote, of the global economy and society as a whole, this has been planned for decades. This is just the sweet spot that it finally got to. Pick up this book. It'll lay it out for you completely. A key component of this agenda is the transfer of wealth, assets, to the hands of the wealthy. They're going to give you what they think you need. And we're getting into really some bizarre stuff, right? Well, if you really dig behind the scenes, if you stop being a lemming and quit listening to the idiots that are out there, my opinion, my words, I think you're going to see things that are very, very different. But anyway, do the best you can. Get this book, The Truth About COVID-19, Exposing the Great Reset, Lockdowns, Vaccine Passports, and the New Normal. Have you heard all those things? Well, this is a book that you need to have in your hands. Pick it up. It's really revealing. It's something that you really need to look at, because this is a foreshadowing that we knew about, right? In October 19th, as we said, 9 months before this craziness was full blown. And we go back to the people that were involved in this, and it's frightening. If it doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. I mean, you've been watching too many midnight movies or something of that nature, but it's craziness that's coming about there. You know, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine paused to teach doctors to report injuries initially, and that was something that came out from the CDC. The CDC deputy director, and I'll mispronounce her name, I'll spell it to you, it's S-C-H-U-C-H-A-T, says that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was paused to teach doctors how to report adverse vaccine events, a system that had been in place for over 30 years, right? So there was admission that the CDC is aware that the number of vaccine injuries and deaths reported are just the tip of the iceberg. See, there's usually underreporting. They know that there's problems. Blood clots, as we talked about earlier, you know, blamed for, you know, the pause in this distribution. And as I said, this man had the COVID vaccine and then ended up dead because of a blood clot to the brain. So the condition affects 5 in 1 million women on birth control every year. Now, it doesn't seem like a lot. You say, five out of 1 million. Well, again, extremely underreported. The potential lethal dangers that are being focused on are ensuring the public continues to line up for their shot. That means that they're underreporting. They're not telling you everything that needs to be there. They're just giving you the bad stuff. And remember what I've said over time. This vaccine, these vaccines, if you will, are not true vaccines, and they don't prevent you from getting the COVID virus. They just diminish the symptom presentation. So you still can do all kinds of things like spread it. You can still get sick with it. Under the right circumstances, you can get really sick under it. And if we talked about what we talked about before, then you're not going to be immune to any other viruses coming down the track. This may tie up your immune system. So everything that comes after it is going to be much more severe. Again, I'm reporting to you. I'm not telling you that this is a thing. It's up to you now to do your own homework and check it out and make sure you know exactly what's going on. 888-630-9625. We're here. Love to take your calls on anything, this or anything else. You know, we'll probably stop beating the drum on this, but nevertheless, it's something that I think that we all should be aware of, and you should have the ability to make your own decisions without impunity from somebody else, without being ostracized, without making you feel like you're a leopard, without causing you to have to defend your decisions. Where is it that in this country, in the United States of America, we've got to the place where we no longer can make our own decisions, particularly if our own decisions affect us, not you? You want the vaccine? Go get it. I give you my blessing. Go get it. Have it done. But remember, in doing so, you're protecting yourself. If I don't get a vaccine, I'm exposing myself. I'm the one that's going to be at risk. I'm the one that could potentially have a problem. But you know what? With all the things that I do for myself, it's not an issue. I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to make sure that my immune system stays nice and strong, and we move forward accordingly. So pick up Dr. McCullough's book, The Truth About COVID-19. I think you'll be amazed. It's an incredible expose, if you will, of the truth, in my opinion. Pick it up. Do your diligence. 888-630-9625. So how should you protect yourself? You know, we've talked about structural, chemical, emotional on an ongoing basis. Make sure that you're eating well. Don't put all that garbage in your body. We know that sugar decreases your immune response dramatically and gives you much more susceptibility to all kinds of things, be it pathogenic viral pattern or fungal patterns or bacterial patterns. Make sure that you limit that, you people with the sweet tooth out there, right? Then make sure you stay in shape. Go out for a walk. You've heard me say multiple times over the years that if you go walk 2 miles every day, I don't care how fast you do it, you go just out for a saunter. 2 miles every day decreases your body's ability to stem off disease and all kinds of things. Actually, it stems off your ability to die from something, okay? Dramatically. And then keep your headspace together, because we know that stress kills everything. So it's a matter of, you know, do what you need to do and take care of yourself. We're coming up to a break. I'm going to give you some more data, things that I want you to look at, things that I want you to go and pick up. It's important. Educate yourself. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I'll be right back after some important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Indeed, I've been. Happy Mother's Day again, everybody. Go out and take mom out and spend the day with her and be kind to her. You know, she's not supposed to be doing things for you today. You're supposed to be doing things for her today. So make it happen. Have a really great afternoon. We've talked about a lot of things today that are minimally controversial, and I want to encourage you to continue to do your own research. But please, just don't do it off of Dr. Google and Twitter and Facebook. Those not where you're going to get the right idea. It's, you know, basically you're getting sophisticated propaganda from those areas. And even when you see things on that look legitimate on social media, your job is to take the next step and ask the question, is this true? And then follow the leads. Go on both sides. See what you can find out. And then, you know, don't be the lemming. Don't follow everybody else. Make your own decisions and make sure that you understand what the ramifications are of your choice. I am fully supportive of everyone making their own decision, their own choices relative to what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. And but we all have to be supportive and, you know, understanding of other people as well. You know, if you decide that you're going to get the vaccine and you truly believe that the vaccine is not something that is going to be anything other than protective to you, then don't worry about anybody else that doesn't get it. They're not going to infect you, right? But when you get the vaccine and they tell you you still got to mask up permanently, what's the deal? Why should you be isolated? It's something that boggles my mind. I've been in this business for 44 years, and I've taken it upon myself to study many different areas of immunology and susceptibilities and so forth. And we've always approached it from a structural, chemical, emotional platform. We want to make sure that the nervous system is working optimally. We want to encourage the people that are around us and our patients to make sure that they're eating well and they're not being exposed to environmental electromagnetic fields that are unnecessary, that they're eating clean foods, they're organic, they're grass-fed, the way nature and our Creator meant them to be. And we want to make sure that we give ourselves the tools and our patients the tools to be able to pray or meditate to quiet the inner beast, to be able to relax, because we know when we're stressed out that our immune system begins to dampen down. So I want to encourage you. I want you to, when you do your homework, make sure you do it adequately. Please understand it. Make sure you do a lot of research before you buy in. And even listening to me, my job is to provoke you. My job is to provoke you, just get you out there and to do your diligence, right? Make it happen. We're here every Sunday trying to give you as much data as we give you. A lot of people were saying that the death rates were inflated. Well, I'm one of those guys that believe that there were way more deaths that were said that were COVID deaths than actually were, because there was a monetary gain behind it for the hospitals, for the doctors, and so forth. So if that's the case, the question becomes why? Why is it? What is behind it? I want you to make sure that you're doing everything you possibly can to protect yourself and to protect your families, and that you understand what the deal is. Why are they suddenly vaccinating children when we know that children cannot pass this thing? But we're coming up to the break. We're going to be here next week. And remember, we do it for one reason only, that we love you. I'll see you next week. Have a good Mother's Day. Bye.